This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney, with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Thanks for listening into another work week. Well, it is summertime, so a lot of us are chilling on vacations. Hey, I forgot the Glastonbury Music Festival was this past weekend. Well, my YouTube feed was full of clips of 1975 set, Franz Ferdinand, Take Me Out, Busta Rhymes, Pink Panthers. Well, daughter wanted to hear her Illegal and Stars. And hey, Lord jumped on stage to play a few songs from her new album. Yeah, Glastonbury's on my bucket list. I've got to go one summer.
My favorite stories of the day.
Police in Duncanville, Alabama are looking for whoever dressed up in a Scooby-Doo onesie early last Sunday, the 22nd, then put on a green ski mask that did not match the onesie and broke into a Quick Stop convenience store along the main highway through town. Now, ABC 3340 in Birmingham posted surveillance video footage in their story on this and reported cops saying the store's alarm was triggered once he broke in. This was around 3:45 a.m., so Scooby had to hurry up, and they say he left in a hurry with cash and coins, but was a bad impersonator because police say he ran out before they got there without any snacks. No Scooby snacks. Yeah, police there in Duncanville, south of Tuscaloosa, they're now looking for some guy with a Scooby-Doo onesie.
He said, Patches, I'm depending on your son to pull the
I just did a story Friday about a man legally named Looney Tune. Well, now we have this 34-year-old guy from Heartland, Wisconsin, who is legally named Patches Magic Beans. And cops think Magic Beans was high on magic mushrooms when they say he plowed into a construction worker. This was on a highway the Thursday before last, just north of Duluth, Minnesota. Now, Northern News Now is reporting that worker was critically hurt, thrown off the scissor lift that he was on, working on an overhead light, so hope the 27-year-old worker there pulls through. But a cop who saw the van, they said Magic Beans was driving, said it was swerving and weaving before it hit the scissor lift and crashed into a wall there at an entrance to a tunnel, flipping over. And cops say after being combative with rescue workers pulling him from the van, they say he seemed high on something, saying things that made no sense and preoccupied with things in the air that were not actually there. Yeah, police say they later found magic shrooms in Magic Beans' van. He was taken to jail on a list of felonies. Now to Florida, where I did a quick search to check for the average salary among Polk County Sheriff's office workers, and Salary.com had the chief deputy at about $40,000. Now, a 28-year-old deputy was probably making less than his immediate boss when he resigned last Wednesday, right after being arrested, because his colleagues suspect they caught him trying to steal $300 from someone during a traffic stop. Fox 35 Orlando is reporting another deputy saw him put the driver's wallet and phone in the patrol car's trunk, and later, when the driver claimed $300 were missing, they say the 28-year-old deputy went back to the trunk, opened a rifle bag back there, and pulled out a wad of money, saying, "Here it is." Well, his colleagues reported him to supervisors. He's now charged with misdemeanor petty theft.
This is America. Don't catch you slipping, no.
Now, usually, people call police and their insurance after a wreck, and maybe one or two others if running late or missing something because of the crash. But this past Thursday evening on I-45 North near the Woodlands, just north of Houston, Harris County Constable's deputies say an older woman got into an accident with an 18-wheeler and then got out, pulled out a lawn chair, and sat right in the middle of the southbound lanes of Interstate 45 with a gun. Fox 26 is reporting deputies had to shut the freeway traffic down, both sides, even the feeder lanes. It was a standoff. Lady had a gun there until deputies got a relative of hers to come and help talk the woman into putting down her pistol and letting police take her to get checked at a hospital. Nobody hurt. Oh, but that's a busy stretch of I-45 near the Woodlands, so timetables and schedules were likely hurt after all the traffic from that. And we'll stay in my home state of Texas because in College Station, a couple hours west of Houston, KBTX-TV3 is reporting a 42-year-old guy beat up an ice cream truck driver last Tuesday, punched him several times, took a cell phone and threatened to shoot him. Now, police say he was under the impression the ice cream truck driver was some sort of pervert, because he told them the driver was acting suspiciously around kids, taking their cell phones, and looked like he was giving them his phone number, which the driver later admitted to. because it's 2025 and kids live on their phones these days, so figure customers can call him anytime and he'll drive through. Also, since it's 2025, a lot of us pay for things with our phones, like ice cream. You know, cops say the kids were just calling up Apple Pay or Cash App and paying for their popsicles when this 42-year-old dude just ran up and started beating up the ice cream driver. And that's why we should always ask questions before jumping to conclusions. Also, that's why this dude was charged with robbery and unlawful gun possession. Back in a moment. But before we break, check out my man DJ Greg H's Jams podcast.
Blazing the best hip-hop, R&B, reggae, soca.
You can get the Jams podcast mix on Amazon Music, Audible, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and Deezer. Download the podcast for free.
It's Jams Hour Mix with Greg H.
Relationship can sometimes require patience.
But
when patience is just not enough, try
Sibinac.
This chewable gummy with the ingredient tetrahydrocannabinol will relax your nerves.
Sibinac.
Turn those sounds out of her mouth into a soothing stream of gentle assurances and appreciation.
Sibinac.
Side effects include munchies, laziness, and inability to make it off the couch. Ask your doctor about
Sibinac.
It's just cannabis spelled backwards.
And now for the world around us.
I just saw an AP story about AI-powered robots playing a 3-on-3 soccer match this past weekend in Beijing. Talk about rock'em sock'em robot soccer. Yeah, artificial intelligence is coming along. And with all the AI-generated deepfake images popping up now of high-profile people, you know, celebrities and regular folks, lawmakers in Denmark are looking to change their copyright laws so that everyone there could own legal rights to their own bodies, faces, and voices. One would think that's the case, but as is, political leaders there say no, current law does not provide those protections, at least when it comes to generative AI. Now, the Guardian newspaper is reporting Danish government officials said last Thursday that they're writing up the bill this summer and will submit it in the fall, and they think it will be the first of its kind in Europe.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling, make it rang, heard about it.
But hey, nowadays, a lot of us post real images on social media and end up doing just as much harm to ourselves as a deepfake could. Case in point, BBC News is reporting a former luxury jewelry store manager in Beverly, England, was sentenced this past Friday to 28 months in jail after posting pictures on social media of herself smiling and posing while wearing so much ice she had to be freezing. Cops say this 39-year-old woman had been taking diamonds, silver, and gold from the store while she was a manager from 2017 through 2018. And that's when investigators say she quit over the holidays, packed up her jewelry, and flew off to a vacation. And that's when cops say she sent out the pics of her looking like $1 million. So folks back at the jewelry store checked the books. Say they found she filed bogus returns and lied in their inventory lists about what they had in stock. And when she got off that plane from vacation at Heathrow Airport, cops were waiting for her and say she was also wearing some of the stolen jewels at that point and had almost 14,000 pounds or about $19,000 worth in her suitcase and 269 more items at her home worth almost $150,000. And we'll stay in England because the Metro newspaper is reporting a cop for London's Metropolitan Police is the subject of hearings because he's accused of saying and doing things to women co-workers like this one time at the Wembley police station 4 years ago. So right in the middle of the pandemic, 2021, when airborne particles were public enemy number one. Yeah, well, it came out at the disciplinary hearing that the officer told a female colleague to pull his finger. Now, since adults know exactly what that leads to, she said, no, not pulling your finger. And Metro quoted a rep for the Met Police saying during the hearing that he then spun around anyway and farted in her face from about 10 to 15 centimeters. Now, I don't know if she got pink eye from this, but she was seeing red and complained. So the officer could be fired for this, along with another, if both are found guilty of gross misconduct.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Celebrity birthdays next.
I'm an officer.
Remember when we all knew that milk does the body good?
and we passed it on? Or how the only question on our mind at some point in the day was, got milk? We were strong, healthy, and full of vigor. But now, ooh, bubble guts. We have clumpy soy milk, almond milk, oat milk, and coconut milk. And they all come from fine plants and trees, but not one of them comes from nature as nature intended. So trust nature, the way nature wanted us to, and drink milk from cows, not mom. That would be gross. Cow's milk. It still does the body good.
Paid for by a made-up dairy kid.
After a night of Cristal and Alizé, I said, girl, you are so scandalous. Told her, baby, I gotta go. I gotta have my cash flow. Cause I'm known as the player from my hey.
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays, starting with Tuesday, July 1st. Pele's sister, Chloe Bailey, jazz and grownish. She's 27 now. Actor Leah Seydoux is 40. Steven's daughter, actor Liv Tyler, 48.
We got the radio shook like we got a gun.
Rapper Missy Elliott is 54. And CJ and Baywatch actor and model Pamela Anderson, 58.
Can take it like a man.
Singer Michelle Wright, 64. Singer Evelyn Champagne King is 65. Randy, the flight attendant in the movie Airplane. Actor Lorna Patterson is 69. And one of the Blues Brothers, actor Dan Aykroyd, is 73. The Village People lead singer, dressed as the cop, Victor Willis, 74. B-52's singer-songwriter Fred Schneider, also 74. Blondie, singer Debbie Harry, is 80. Klinger and MASH, actor Jamie Farr, is 91. And on Wednesday, actor Margot Robbie will turn 35. Actor Lindsay Lohan will be 39. Singer Michelle Branch will be 42. Former model and actor Jerry Hall, 69. Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm writer, director, and actor Larry David, 78. Flo, who used to always tell Mel a kiss my grits in the old 70s show Alice. Actor Polly Holiday will be 88. And actor Robert Edo in Quincy and Falcon Crest in the 80s, he'll be 94. And on Thursday the 3rd, actor Olivia Munn, comedian John Mulaney's better half, will turn 45. Difficult People actor, comedian, and podcaster Julie Klausner, 47. Actor Ian Anthony Dale will also be 47.
And I can't be with a woman, baby, who gets stronger than me.
Singer Trent Tomlinson will hit the big 5-0.
Hold your hats and a hallelujah, mama's gonna show it to you.
Actor and singer Audra McDonald will turn 55.
We beat to rap, what key beat to lock, but I'm cool like that.
Diggable Planets, cool like that. Rapper Ishmael Butterfly Butler will be 56. Hey, Andrew Cuomo's ex, TV chef Sandra Lee will be 59.
I would do a dramatic reading of Chapel Roan's Pink Pony Club as Lisa Simpson. Here we go. I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in L.A.
There's a voice of Lisa Simpson in The Simpsons. Yardley Smith, 61. Actor Connie Nielsen, also 61. Actor and stuntman Tom Cruise will be 63 Thursday. Old talk show host Montel Williams will turn 69. Author and Pulitzer Prize winning columnist Dave Barry, funny dude, just on Bill Maher's show a couple of weeks ago. He'll be 78. And singer Johnny Lee will turn 79 years old. And that does it for another Real Pod Newscast. As always, thanks so much for listening. Really appreciate it. And have a great rest of the week. Hopefully having a good start to the summer. Back on Friday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Kiss my grits. Showed up.